Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 13th of October.
Yeah, and we did it again.
Yes.
Built an ad.
Oh, yes, we did.
For a Central Coast business brave enough to give us their details.
Yes. If you know Parso and all the team from Parsons Outdoor at Erina, well, we've done something for them.
And also,
yeah.
What about Central Coast Zoo?
We spoke with head keeper Caroline. There's lions there.
Yep, and it's opening when?
Very soon.
You know who will be keen for a barbecue?
Oh, this next bloke. He's mad,
really,
this fella.
Soon.
And his feet would be probably as hot as a barbecue. Because Anton Nottenboom, he has walked from Cairns going to Sydney.
Heading to Sydney barefoot.
Barefoot, but he's on the entrance today, at the entrance. Anton joins us this morning. Hey, Anton.
Anton.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going?
Not too bad, mate. How are your feet?
They're pretty bruised up. They're not loving life right now, but they're almost there. They're still working.
Mate,
what do you do? What did you put your feet through to get them ready for? How many Ks is that? It's got to be 2,000 clicks.
I'm at 2,900 right now, actually.
Whoa, that's a long way without shoes.
So,
yeah.
Have you had many splinters?
No, my eyes turn into like these little radars. Like, I'm constantly scanning for little bits and pieces of glass. The only thing that just always gets me are the little loose rocks. They're like 10 times worse than stepping on Lego, and they've been bruising up my feet.
Yeah, that's right.
But Anton, you're doing it for a great cause. So you left on May 8th this year,
yep,
from Cairns. Destination Sydney, as we said, at the entrance today. Mate, you're doing it for a great cause though, buddy.
Yeah. So it's to raise awareness and funds for men's mental health. A big problem we have in Australia, like worldwide, but it's really big here in Australia. And it's to show that, you know, it's completely fine to have and show emotions and to speak up whenever you need to.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you what, my I've got a daughter who's 14 years old, and she sometimes helps me learn about, you know, Dad, you need to be able to show emotion. And it's a beautiful thing for a bloke to be able to show something other than a tough exterior.
That's it. That's it. Like, I've been 10 years in the army, so I've definitely been taught as well, like, you know, to shut off your emotion, but that doesn't help anyone. And it just leads to very high numbers of depression and suicide within the country. And it's all about just showing each other that, you know, there is a safe space to talk whenever you're struggling. We all struggle every now and then. It's completely fine to ask for a helping hand.
And Anton, in the journey, walking barefoot from Cairns to Sydney, as we said, currently in at the entrance, have you come across any snakes and you've gone, oh,
I have seen about, I reckon, 80 dead snakes on the side of the road, but only one live one actually was in Noosa. It was the only one that I got to see moving.
And what about other roadkill? You've seen a few kangaroos, huh?
You do a book on it.
It is crazy. Like, I'm for some reason, I'm always walking downwind as well, so I smell them a few minutes beforehand.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, it's no joy.
And then you sprint past it. Mate, is there a website, if people want to donate and help your cause, because you're doing such a great cause, is there a website people can go to and help out, buddy?
Yeah, for sure. So they can go to the barefootdutchman.com. It goes to four different mental health organizations, two here in Australia, two in the Netherlands. And if they want to follow the story, they can go on Facebook or Instagram, the Barefoot Dutchman.
Oh, brilliant.
Fantastic.
Stuff. And it's Got You for Life, which is our mate Gus Wallen's foundation in Australia, and Tomorrow Man in Australia as well. And then, as you said, your institutions as well. Over in Netherlands.
Great work. I bet you are looking forward to a pair of socks.
Oh, I cannot wait. It is like, it's been 158 days now of not wearing anything on my feet, and I cannot wait to just wear these oversized woolen socks.
Oh, we got these things in Australia we call Ugg boots. And
oh, yeah.
Tell you what.
You know what? If you want to do a traditional Aussie thing, Anton, in the last couple of 100 meters, wear a pair of thongs. That'd be bloody good, mate.
I wish I could. It's a Guinness World Record attempt as well, so I'm not even allowed to wear anything on the
nothing.
Feet.
Guinness
all
Book
right,
of
mate.
Records.
Okay.
Oh, we wish you all the best, Anton.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate. Anton Nottenboom, walking from Cairns to Sydney, currently on the Central Coast today.
Wonder if you'll feed the pelicans.
Hey, at the entrance.
Could do.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Build My Ag.
Yeah, we've been doing this now for a couple of months. We want you to go to triplem.com.au if you're Central Coast business. Now that if you're up and operating,
yeah,
do
that's
it.
Right. What a great time to get a bit of free advertising thanks to Paddy and myself.
Yeah, and
you just put your name down,
yep.
Company name, and a couple of details.
We do the rest.
And that's it.
We are building an ad today for Parsons Outdoors. From Parsons, we've got Craig. G'day, Parso.
Craig.
Hey, Paddy, how Rob, how are you?
Good, mate. How you going?
Very well, thank you.
All right. Now, this is not a good day for mowing today.
Not really. You can hear the grass growing.
Hey, mate, is it like for, because that's what you do, you sell mowers and a few other things, power equipment.
But what else? Other outdoor stuff?
Barbecue, weather barbecues, caravan, camping gear.
Oh, I'm in the market for a barbecue. I might see you this Harvey.
Yeah, we'll look after you.
Yeah, right. Come and go and see Parsons Outdoors at Erina. But this would be a good day for you, as you said, with this rain, grass grows, people come and see you checking out their mowers.
That's right, yeah. We love the rain because, as I said, you can hear the grass growing at the moment.
That's
yeah.
It. I've been eyeing off my hedge for a couple of weeks. I've just had an operation on my neck, so I can't do it, but I'm going to get my 16-year-old to have a crack. So if he busts anything, I'll send him to you to get it fixed and buy a new one.
Righto.
Okay, right, Parson. Because you do mulches as well. You do whippersnippers, the lot, hey?
Yeah, do the lot. We do repairs as well.
Repairs, see?
Ha-ha.
Making yards on the Central Coast, you know, look brilliant. Well, Parso, we've taken that on board to build you an ad. And this is how your ad has gone, okay? Have a listen.
It's been overgrown all winter. This summer will be a stinker. And that is just the way of living here. 'Cause the yard is where we'll be, you know. That is where the kids will go. It's gotta be the best the street has seen. Mulches chewing down like a machine. Mowers cutting grass, it looks supreme. Blower backs are handy. Around the pool looks standing. And the backyard now has got that sparkling gleam. Neighbours coming over for a beer. Summer is the best time of the year. Your yard, if it's glum, just get right off your bum and see the team at Parsons and you'll cheer. Come on, Parso, come on, come on. Come on, Parso, come on.
Parsons Outdoors, the Entrance Road, Erina. Making Central Coast lawns way better than the SCG, the MCG, and the Wacker.
Come on, Parso.
Now,
if you're not very good,
if you're not singing that today in the store,
come on, Parso, come on, come on,
come on, Parso, come on.
I absolutely love it.
No worries, mate. Listen, thanks for taking part and Build My Ad and Parsons Outdoors. Just an Erina, hey, mate.
That's it on the Entrance Road, Erina.
Yeah, all right. If you need
beauty.
It. All right, Parso. Thanks for joining us, Craig.
All right, thanks, Paddy. Thanks, Rob.
See you this army.
Bye. Bye, mate. Parsons Outdoors, and they do barbecues, they do mowers and all that sort of stuff.
I didn't realise they did barbecues, so yeah, I'm going to go
down.
See Craig the Savvy.
Because I'm into, you know Brownie who filled in for us for the last couple of weeks, he was telling us about barbecuing, so I've got a little bit of the bug, doing the barbecuing
Have you really?
And
I love a barbecue. There's no mess in the kitchen.
Mate.
You do it like, you can't cook though.
Of course I can.
You burn everything.
No. And I'm using different rubs, but in a lot of the rubs.
You would cook a fillet steak. Well done.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, there is.
But with the rubs that you use over the brisket or whatever you're barbecuing, yeah. Or even if you're throwing it in the oven.
I did a pork neck.
What did
last
you do?
Last night, put a rub on it.
What did you put
I just got Moroccan spice out of the jar. Like I didn't
throw it on.
I didn't feel like making up a spice, a rub. So I just.
But a lot of the things I've been reading is using sugar. Brown sugar.
Why would you want sugar on your meat?
Bloody nice. And I just want to ask.
No, yeah, you like, yeah. Like having it's not a lolly shop. It's
mate,
a butcher.
We've got Mitchie from Badass Barbecues. G'day, local company. G'day, Mitchie.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Yeah,
long
good.
Long time no see, mate.
Likewise, buddy. Now, mate, how many, you won barbecuing awards all around Australia, didn't you?
Correct.
How many awards did you win for BBQing?
Oh, mate, I can't even keep count, mate. All the trophies are in my butcher shop in Leichhardt in Sydney, so. Oh,
right.
You're modest.
Are you? Yeah, well, mate, are you still going in the barbecuing competition? Oh, they probably haven't had many on.
Oh, mate, they're obviously due to the pandemic, there hasn't been that many. I mean, Queensland seems to be unfazed, so those guys up there are still doing comps.
Yeah.
But you're not in them, so all these ones are cancelled because you win all the time.
No, mate. Well, mate, we did all right for a while there, but the thing is that judges' taste is subjective, so different competitions you go to, what might win one week may not win the next.
Yeah, that's right. Because Paddy,
you can sort of get a bit of a roll on, and if you're consistent, it's not about creating a flavour that everyone likes. It's about creating a flavour that doesn't offend everyone.
Right. What about sugar? I said to Rob using rubs. It, mate, is brown sugar an ingredient that's used for a lot of rubs? Would you go that way?
Yeah, like a granulated sugar, like a light brown sugar for sure. Definitely with your pork. You want that sweetness. With beef, we tend to use different peppers.
Yeah.
But definitely sugar is a main ingredient in a lot of barbecue rubs.
Oh, that's cool. All right, so like a raw sugar, not a brown sugar because it gets sticky.
Correct. That's more of a dessert, but brown sugar, like a dark brown sugar.
Yep.
Barbecue sauce.
All right. What's the simplest, Mitchie? Because I've got Brownie who was filling in for us. He started this bug with me, and he sends me pictures all the time of his of his meat. The
Aaron
one that
from Woiwoi is a barbecue smoke specialist.
Yeah,
smokes his meat.
Now, what would be a simple rub if you're doing something tonight?
So you just get raw sugar or raw granulated sugar.
Yeah,
writing this down.
Paprika.
Yeah, smoked.
Onion powder,
yep.
Garlic powder,
yep.
Some coarse black pepper.
Right.
Yep.
And that's about it, really.
That's it.
That's like the basic of basic rubs.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, paprika, raw sugar.
Brown sugar, paprika, onion, garlic, and black pepper. That's for a steak.
Brilliant.
Well, if you want to do a steak, I'd do more like paprika, white pepper, black pepper.
Okay, I'm lost.
You know, more stuff that's going to give a bit of a kick, you know.
Hey, is slow cook the way to go?
Salt, and don't forget salt.
Put that on. Yeah. Mate, is a slow cook the way to go if you're doing, say, if you're in the oven, you're not doing it on barbecue?
Well, you know, in my shop, there's people that come in and they want to do a brisket and they've never used a smoker before, so there is methods that you can do them in the oven.
Yeah.
But by far, any of those cuts are great over the charcoal.
Oh, all right, mate. Now I'm hungry. Thanks for that, Mitch.
I get blokes coming in and buying a brisket at 3 p.m. I'm like, first question, when are you going to eat that, mate? And like,
yeah, not today.
Say, some of them say, oh, what, tonight? I said, mate, you'll be eating at 2 a.m, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Best temperature to cook a brisket. What's the temperature?
I cook everything. We work in Fahrenheit. It's just when we learnt to do barbecue.
Oh, come on now.
Australia. 275 or 135 Celsius.
135. All
135.
Right,
love
Mitchie,
it.
Mitchie, our local boy from Badass Barbecues. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, mate.
Thanks, Paddy.
See you, buddy. Take care, mate.
Bye-bye.
See ya. And Rob, Central Coast Labor MPs have gathered outside the depot of Red Bus Services in Baddow Bay to highlight the need for smaller operators to get a fair go against multinationals in their bid for the local bus transport route contracts. To find out more, we've got our state member for Gosford. It is Liesl Tesh. She joins us this morning. Good morning,
Liesl.
Good morning, fellas, on this beautiful rainy morning.
Hey, how was first day of Parliament back yesterday?
Oh, it was a little bit weird for me. I was the only Coast MP doing it virtually. So I was up here and I'll be hollering on behalf of our community down to Sydney again today. So from the screen at virtual, I was the second speaker in the history of the oldest parliament in Australia to speak on electric vehicle legislation yesterday. So quite exciting and quite different.
Good stuff. Now, speaking of vehicles, what's going on with Red Bus Services? What's the go?
It's a really tough gig. The government's put out a tender for the bus services across the Central Coast, amongst other tenders in New South Wales. But the tender doesn't seem to give any priority or any support to local operators. So we've got Redbus, 82 years on the coast, a family business, so supportive of their employees, so supportive of community, and definitely part of the culture of the Central Coast, with a threat to multinationals getting this tender and just putting one size fits all, typical Liberal style, across our bus services on the Central Coast. And what's happened, we've seen in Newcastle, and then once they've got the tender, they've actually shredded the bus services across Newcastle, which has left lots of people stranded. So standing up more than ever for local businesses, buy New South Wales, buy Australian, look after our locals, who give money back to our community. It's just heartbreaking watching this go through, and I hope Minister Toole, the Minister for what's going on here, really hears what we're saying here on the coast.
Lisa, why was the tender issued? Like, was there a problem with the service? Why has this happened?
Oh, mate, they are an absolutely awesome service. 98% ticks, ticks, ticks every single time. The only failure in their service provision is when the Opal cards, which is responsibility of the state government, aren't there for the kids. So that's the only cross on their whole record. So everything's looking good for them, but it's the overarching philosophy of this: give it out to multinationals, save a buck possibly, but also this one size fits all and not really giving priority. It's local jobs. It's so important to our community. And it's, I mean, I used to teach at Berkeley Vale High. We'd ring them, they'd do excursions, but they'd also run other community-based things that we're not seeing happen in Newcastle anymore now that the multinationals have taken over.
Yeah, and of course the contract was coming to an end and up for renewal. But is it true each tender requires a $250,000 deposit?
Yes. Yes. So even if you don't get it, you've got to front up the money as well. So
you've got to pay $250,000 to
quarter
put
of a million dollars just to put in a bid. A chance.
To throw your hat in the ring with no refund, absolutely. So, I mean, that's the commitment.
That is, is that the,
that's
is
like
that
betting on a horse race on one of Paddy's tips.
So
the,
So you've got a little local firm having to put $250,000 to put in a bid against a multinational company.
That's correct. Yep.
What can be done?
And a little, well, I'm on the radio talking about today. The guys have got a petition. It's not a New South Wales Parliament petition, but we're getting a New South Wales Parliament petition up quick smart to get the voices of the Central Coast into the Parliament. So the change.org one exists, but everybody needs to re-sign. We'll get it out there today so everybody can sign and get it heard in the Parliament. We're doing all we can. The bus company, or a lot of the staff, and it's really tricky because the owners are trapped over on one side and they've got all this compliance under that secret tender business, whereas the staff are really up in a riot. You can see how upset they are.
Yep.
So the staff are doing incredible work to try and agitate to get the Liberal government to actually hear the concerns of our community.
So really we should be pushing, because Crouchy's in there with the Liberal government, our state member for Terrigal. We should getting, hey, Crouchy, hey, mate, support the red buses and speak to the
local
Premier.
Employment, local business is far more important to a community like the Central Coast than a multinational taking over to save a few dollars.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it's the long-term investment in Australia that we've got to see as part of this vision going forward. This is not just our jobs. These are our kids' jobs in our community, but it's money coming back into our community rather than going offshore as well. It's so important on so many levels.
Okay, well, listen, keep us posted with what's cracking, and if there's anything else that we can do, give us a call back and we'll have a further chat.
I'll send you the link to the e-petition once it's all up and running.
Oh, make sure you do, and we'll get our listeners to go on board, get aboard as well.
Thanks, Liesl.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Liesl Tesh, our state Labor member for Gosford. How bad is that?
That's just dodgy. Come on.
Yeah.
You know what? If the Central Coast was, you know how you get enveloped in the Sydney region?
Yeah.
It just becomes another part of the machine.
But we're not.
But it's not.
No.
It's you've got to have that separation and say this is essential for the coast.
Damn straight. And, Robert, a lot of people don't realise we have got the Central Coast Zoo and new lions have arrived to find
brand
out
new
more.
Lions.
Yeah, we've got Caroline, head keeper at Central Coast Zoo. Hey, Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys going?
Pretty good. Pretty good up here.
Now, when are you guys actually opening?
Amazement and Fun Park will be opening in the next week and a half or so, and then Central Coast will be open not too long after that.
Okay, and its location, whereabouts for people if they don't know?
We're located in Wyong Creek up on the Central Coast, so we're just near Wyong, really.
Yeah, cool.
That is brilliant. Now, you got six sibling African lions. How do they go to manage?
That's right. Oh, they're good. They're really good. I mean, six animals in a pride is a bit to deal with, but that's okay. We just watch them each day and see how they're going, and we accommodate for whatever they are doing at the time.
Yeah, and so there's one of them that's like the, you know, I'm thinking about the Lion King here. Is there a Mufasa? Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, his name's Masai.
Masai. Oh, cool. And so he just lords it around and the other lions just sort of go, oh, you're the boss.
Pretty much, yeah, that's it.
That's like Rob Palmer around here.
Yeah.
He does exactly the same thing, Caroline. Hey, what other animals you got at Central Coast Zoo?
At the moment we've got servals, we've got fennec fox, iguanas, some snakes. There's a few different things that we've got. Meerkats, of course, and we'll be getting some more things soon.
Oh, that is great. I do love a zoo because, you know, you're saving animals at the same time as teaching people about them.
That's right. It's really, education's a really important part of what we do. So we're hoping that we'll be able to give people some insight into what's going on over in their part of the world and how they can help in different ways. And just to give them more of an understanding of what sort of things these animals deal with on a daily basis.
And Caroline, Caroline, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, all doing that while they're having a bit of fun and getting to see the animals as well.
Now, you've got a website?
We do. It's centralcoastzoo.com.au.
Okay. And look, is there a chance, like, you know, could you feed the lions? I'm just thinking getting someone into the pit with them.
Oh, just to... Yeah. Have you ever been next to a lion standing up, Paddy? They're
mate,
massive.
Well, Caroline, what about when I was at with the circus? They made me go into the, you know.
Hang on a second. We've just started on something here, Caroline. And then, Paddy was in the circus.
And they had two podiums and had this lion and he jumped from one side to the other while I was bending down.
What role did you have at the circus?
I was bending down and I was the obstacle that the lion jumped over.
Don't want to know what they made you.
Have you thought about something like that, Caroline? Or you could get...
No. We won't be doing something like
all right,
that.
Fair enough. All right, no. I'm just asking.
Take your head off.
All right. Hey, so looking forward to get up there. So in a couple of weeks, it's open?
A few weeks. About 4 weeks, I think it'll be.
4 weeks away. All right. Central Coast Zoo, Wyon Creek. Of course, you've got the amazement park as well there.
And I'll send Circus Boy up there in a clown suit. He can jump into the lions.
See what we can do, Caroline.
And see what happens.
All right, well, you take care and thanks for joining us, eh?
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer,
you are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.